Jesus comes. Children, you're free to go out with Lexi. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How good is our God? How good is our God? How good is our God? Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's so much that God is and doing and still wants to do. And if we're going to sing my soul, how great thou art, how great thou art, we need to declare it from the mountaintops, like the song said. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every, the power of the darkness, over every enemy. Stand strong. Stand strong. Stand strong. I was reading 1 Timothy 2 and 3 this morning. Rather interesting scriptures there where Paul's exhorting Timothy, giving examples of his own life, talking to Timothy about the things he said. Recall the things that you've learned. You know, don't let them pass. Uphold them. Be strong in them. I should just quickly look at... I took a couple of notes down. But through those chapters, I'd just encourage you to read them because they are so important in the light of it's rather interesting. He says to Timothy, endure hardness. Don't get entangled with the affairs of this life. And if you die with him, you'll live with him. I love that. You'll reign with him. He says, die with him, you will live with him and reign with him. Boy, I tell you what, we've been given far more than we're walking in. We need to reign in life by one, Christ Jesus. Amen. He says, if you walk in repentance, you're also delivered from Satan's deceitfulness and the way people are ensnared. Then in chapter 3, it starts off and it says, in the last days, perilous times will come. Isn't that incredible? I'm wondering if we're living that now. In the last days, perilous times will come. Whew. He says, you'll be able to see it. And he describes certain people's behaviors. Men will be lovers of their own selves, blasphemers, and other things that are described in chapter 3 of Timothy. In the first few verses, he said, be worse. The wicked will get worse, will wax worse and worse. He says to Timothy, you continue in all the things that you have learned. Be diligent in your study to show God's approval on your life because it will be manifested in all that you are. He says, learn, get wisdom, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. In other words, you know what belongs to you in your experience of salvation. It's what God has for you in all of your life, not just in being born again. He says, continue to learn, be open to being reproved, corrected, and instructed. Know, instructed. Know and grow in the word. Grow in the word until you are made perfect, fully furnished, a prepared person to be used for the kingdom. They're just little notes I took out of those two chapters this morning. I didn't know I was going to share them, but man, as I went through that, the preparation that God wants in our lives when opportunities knock, like Darren and Justin had, when other opportunities knock for us to be God's ambassador and representative in so many areas. And when the attack of the enemy comes against us, man, oh man, we have got so much we can stand. 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 Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all, fall over, capitulate, keel down, complain, stand. Stand. Don't you dare, Satan, I'm a child of God. You want to mess with me, you're going to wish you'd never started. Look out in Jesus' name. Here I come. That's the attitude we need to have, amen? Yes, amen. Give him more than what he's bargained for. In Jesus' name, man, I tell you what. Oh, power of God. We need to shout it from the mountaintops. We need to then sing, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. I want to spend a bit of time in prayer as well. For not just Australia, but other situations in the world. Where did you get that information from this morning, Fritz, about India? Someone sent it to you. Something last night went on over there, was there, or something? I didn't quite get the gist of it. But apparently there were some riots, and there's a real attack on the church in India. There really is. Now, some parts of India, the churches are flourishing and still free to go. But once it starts over there in one area, so one of those sort of things that tends to snowball, about 20 churches got burnt down last night, apparently. So we're going to uphold our brothers and sisters over there. Where it was or however it happened, I don't really know the full gist of it, but it's there somewhere. And but, you know, this is what Paul said to Timothy. In the last days, perilous times will come. But for you and me, in the last days, preparedness times need to come. Be prepared. The preparation in our lives will fight the perilous times that the world brings. Amen? The world cannot overcome the name of Jesus and the power of that name. And they can destroy churches and pull down buildings and do all sorts of stuff, but you know, they cannot. Yeah, they cannot destroy what God has created. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? No. If it does affect us that way, we just change addresses. Who cares? But at the same time, we need to stand with those that are getting it a far worse than we are. So we will pray before we go today on this. Does anyone else have a testimony or something? I know Chris has had a 25-hour sermon she's prepared, but she's going to do it in 25 seconds. Start counting. But no, this is just some scriptures that God's given to her, but we won't have time to go through them all. We'll just go through the gist of that, if you don't mind, Krista, and allow God to speak his word of faith quickly and surely and securely. We really need to encourage one another. We need to pray one for another. We need to fulfill what Paul said all through Romans onwards. And I don't know if you've ever read the epistles of Paul through and underline everywhere it says one another, one for another. There's a real unity and a power in the church standing strong. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Says to put on the armor, but we need to be praying and preparing and guiding and guarding constantly.
It's a family one. You guys see it. We all have, every family have half an hour.
Come on.
I didn't know we're going to sing these songs, but I want to start with a scripture because it's all confirmation of what Darren went through and what we are going through on a daily basis. So what kind of God are we serving?
Isaiah 40 verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him? With whom did he take counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as the small dust on the scales. Look, he lifts up the isles as a very little thing.
Now that's the mighty God we serve. That's the songs we've been singing about. This is what Ken had, and I want to go back to what Ken has said to us all year. Where did I write it down? You know, I can't remember. Okay, we were talking from the beginning of the year to be overcomers, and then light needs to push out the darkness. Now, my testimony is exactly what Darren went through. But before I give the testimony, I want you to know that I live an intentional Christian life. That means nothing I do in a whim. I think about it. And I am one that when I found the Lord, both Fritz and I, when I went to town, I always said, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to today? And there's always, always, he gave me that open door. And God worked miracles. He saved souls. Now, I wrote down stuff for scriptures that Ray can put up, but I will go through it. We are all ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are all living intentionally Christian living. That's 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. And I just want to talk about what happened before I talk about the ambassador part. I went to hospital. Now, I hate hospitals. I'm really petrified. It's a big ordeal for me. And every time God opens doors, every time I go, I say, God, what do you want me to do? There must be somebody in need of you. And as Darren was talking, it ripped in my heart. Because everyone sits here with a family member. We have just heard what a big and a great God we serve. We sit with friends and family members. They do not serve the Lord. They haven't come in. They have cooled off. They are wandering away. And we wonder what we can do to get them in the kingdom. Now, I have learned through the years, as I work in his vineyard, he is tending to my garden. This is the God I serve. I don't do anything I do for God with a thing, okay, God, I do this now, so you're going to do that. I never think of that. So as I went into the hospital, I said, I want a private room. Now, I wasn't lucky enough for a private room because God said, no, you're not going to have a private room. You're going to share the room this time round. And as I walked in, there was an old lady. If I say old, she's in her 90s. Yeah, 98. She was there. And I walked past, and I was just about 10 minutes before. I came in 10 minutes before they were wheeling me down to theater. And I was sitting with Fritz, and I just heard the voice of God said, get up and go to her. Just like Darren did. There wasn't somebody else. Now, if you do not have yourself, your own time to talk to your family members or your friends, there's somebody else. And pray for the obedience in the body of Christ to be available to go. So I got up and I walked around and I say, hi. She's as deaf as a doornail or doornut, whatever. She can't hear. She speaks Italian. So we can't really communicate. So I'm like, hi, who are you? She pointed to her name, Agata. Okay, I said, hi, Agata. She says, what's your name? And I said, Christina, and that's easy for her, for the Italians. So, and did I ask her about the Lord then? I don't know. But in any case, I said to her, I'm going in, but I'll see you soon. So I started the relationship. I was obedient to God. And I came back to my bed, and here they come, and they wheeled me down. On the way down, I said, God, that can't be all. So ho and below, the young dude taking me down, he wanted to know what my job was. Now you give me two hoots, and I tell you what my job is. My job is to teach and to tell people about Jesus Christ, whatever I do. So he got the message of Jesus Christ in 2 seconds. Now I do tell you this, so that you can have a heart and know you don't need to be fluent on the scriptures or know everything A, B, C, D, E, F. You just speak the truth. Do you know Jesus? Are you saved? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the door. There's an open door. That's all we need to do. So it took him about 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't take long to get down to theater. I did the same in the theater. The nurse, when they asked me how I am, I said, God is good. He's with me. It's going to be fine. So that's the start of my journey. I'm not worried about what I'm going through. I'm glorifying God, and I'm looking for an intentional moment to be available for God to speak in the hearts of people. And thanks, Darren, for your witness, because although you didn't feel up to the task, you were up to the task because you served the door, God, who measured the waters in the palm of his hand. Who are we to be scared? And as I came out of theater, it's wonderful. I mean, I'm drunk as a donut, ever. And I got up within 10 minutes and I'm standing at Agatha. And I said, Agatha, do you know Jesus? God. I said, no. She said, I'm a Roman Catholic. I said, no, doesn't matter. I said, do you know Jesus as your Savior? And she was, yeah, I'm going. And I said, no, okay, let's listen to the story. I said, God sent his only son, Jesus Christ. And I went through it with her very slowly, very clearly. And so on. After that, we chatted about her children. So the connection is made. I had time to tell the story of God. Then I went back and sat a little bit down, and the Holy Spirit said, up you go. So I went back, picked up where I left. And I said, Agatha, you need to ask Jesus to save you. Not enough to say you know God. And I say, can I pray for you? And then when I say, this is obedience, eh? God teaches us these things along the way. I said, can I pray for you? She said, yeah. And as I started praying in English, slow and loud, so she could hear, but everybody in the corridor could hear it in any case. So there we were. And as I prayed, she was praying after me. I didn't ask her to pray after me. The Holy Spirit led her, and I could do everything, confessing of her sins, acknowledging that Jesus Christ is her personal Savior. She's taken him, and God changed her in a blink of an eye. She was different. She's ready. She's going. And I'm thinking about a year ago when I had an old man by the name of Brian. Another intentional God moment where things didn't go my way, but it went God's way, and he could find Jesus himself. And I want to say to you, intentionally, kids, adults, old people, we have to go into the shops thinking, now who needs Jesus today? Because remember, I am trusting God for family members. Who am I to be slack with other people's family members? I do not want to stand before God and hear, you had an open door, but you chose to ignore it because you couldn't forgive, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. You felt not up to the task. We all measure ourselves very low. We forget the great, great creator of the universe. He put us here for a specific moment in time, and nobody can do what you have to do. Remember, you are a living stone. And when I was teaching the kids, I said to them, exactly what Ken said, and it came out this morning, you confirmed the word. We are ambassadors of the great God. And I said to the kids, I said, I'm a secret service agent. You think I'm a teacher? I'm actually not. I'm here to change you. If you don't believe my words, go and check me out. So this was it, and I explained to them. And we were listening to a video yesterday. Ambassador means, and I said to my school kids, and I miss it so much, I said, remember, I know my father. I've got one call. I cannot say what I think. I cannot do what I think. I have to obey him. So you will hear about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you will find him. And the other night, we just got out of the blue another email from a kid who left the school 5 years ago, how many times? But in any case, just thanking us that we were obedient. Now listen, when I say these things, see the joy in my heart, the glory for God, because the angels in heaven rejoice for everyone who comes to Jesus. It hasn't got anything to do with us. Darren didn't do anything. He was just obedient. There were millions, zillions of angels singing with him and rejoicing, even with the people that I talked to. So I want to encourage you. Do not be slack. We live in the last of the last days. We've got family and friends, and please make it right. Make right what is wrong in your life. You do not want to hear, go away, I do not know you. And you say, God, I spoke in front of the church. I brought the scripture. I prayed for people. They got healed. He says, go away, I do not know you. Who of us would like to hear that? We fear the God of heaven too much to be self-conscious, to be full of ourselves. We have to obey God. Obey him, obey him. Be there when he called us. Now, I'm not going to do the scriptures I've done because Ken said only 25 seconds. Okay, I will not do that. But we have a mandate. If Ray can throw the scriptures of the mandate, remember you ambassadors. I'm just going to read the headings. Ray can put up the scriptures if he wants to. Okay, well, our mandate is first. The mandate is to, Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. That's the Great Commission, where he says, tell the good news unto the end of the world. That's our calling. That's our mandate, the Great Commission. And then he says, oh, I love this one. I'm like a bull. He says, the second mandate, be bold as a lion, Matthew 10, verse 16, and Matthew 21, verse 12, and Matthew 23, verse 27. Be bold as brass. Okay, and the second one, I'll quickly run through. Speak truth. Psalm 190, verse 160, John 17, verse 7. Okay, am I too fast? Doesn't matter. Then he talks about sanctification. What is sanctification? Goodness gracious me. Sanctification is our daily walk with Jesus Christ, the changing of this old vessel. This thing must change. And we talk to one another. You will say, don't say that. Don't do that. And I will say that. Don't do that. We guard our partners, our husbands and wife. I don't like the word partner. We guard over one another. Hey, that's what we have to do. And he says, Jonty and Anne, have nothing to do with darkness. And Omar as well. Have nothing. He doesn't say compromise 50%. Okay, you can do this. This is okay for tonight. That's not the God we serve. That counts for me as well. Have nothing to do with darkness. 2 Corinthians 6:14. I also always say to the kids, don't be unequally yoked in business, in affairs, in your relationships, in your friendships. It takes a man and a woman filled with the Holy Spirit to walk away from friendships and acquaintances who are mocking God and who are not serving God. Remember that. And the last one, no, not the last one, three, again, I'll be quick, 20 seconds now. Tell the good news unto, okay, that's our calling. Love one another. Oh boy, isn't this great? I mean, this thing is, I love everybody in here, but I do not love my husband so much because he doesn't pick up his socks. Listen, I have to forgive him. He does pick up his socks. I have to forgive. Love covers a multitude of sin. We have to walk in forgiveness. Part of sanctification. 1 John 4, verse 7 and 8. And I'm blind. Encourage one another. This is what I'm doing today. Guys and girls, go out here. Go fish. Go fish. If the left side didn't bring in any fish, go to the right side. Go to the hospital. There's many fish around there. Encourage one another as we see the day draws near. Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25. And then he says we must be watchers. Now, this is important. Watcher. Matthew 25, verse 13. Luke 21, verse 34 to 36. If we expect the coming of our Jesus Christ, we will be watchers, and in watching, I will have the fire of the Lord to speak about Jesus Christ to everybody. And there's a scripture, Lovey, where's that scripture, where Paul says in season and out of season? Help me quickly again. The scripture Paul says about Timothy, the one in Timothy. This political correctness of, I don't want to rock the boat. We have a family meal. I don't want to rock the boat. Rock the boat. Because you do not know who in the boat will not be here tomorrow. And you will be sorry as if somebody misses the opportunity of hearing the word of God. You may be just the one. And what is wonderful, we all have different personalities. I'm bold as brass. The next one say, oh, I can't really talk. You can. Jesus used us with our personalities, but we are always where we should be. And I want to encourage all of you. We have Ken and Lexi as pastors. I haven't seen servants as they are. They so quietly, but they everywhere. And I glorify God. We bring glory and honor to God for the obedience of them to provide us a place where we can be taught to be overcomers, to push away the darkness with the truth of the Word of God, and to show us the way. And thanks, Rake, for the songs. I do not know who did the songs. I want to encourage everybody, let us walk as one in Christ Jesus. Ken, is 25 seconds up?
It's all right. I've got a mic. I'm all good. Bless God. Yeah. I think that's encouraging for all of us in this day and age. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you've been called. Walking worthy. Walking and counting everything as valuable for the kingdom of God. And just as Krista was sharing there, I saw Jesus in how he walked on this planet. And, you know, there were places when Jesus said, I must go to places and certain things. He knew he had divine appointments. But he lived his life where opportunities and open doors presented themselves. Imagine if you and I walk down a street and there's a little guy in a sycamore tree. What's that clown doing up there? No, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, get here. I'm coming to your house for dinner tonight. Whoa. He just knew at that opportunity that it presented itself, he had a commission to fulfill. He had to take that opportunity. Sometimes we have so many opportunities we walk past and don't listen to the voice of the Spirit, and we don't hear God, and we don't think it's just an incident. No, it's not an incident. It's more than an incident, and it's more than a coincidence. It's a divine appointment. It really is. You know, he's walking along. And some blind guy that I mentioned in that song a minute ago, where it came from. What's the commotion about? What's going on out there? It's just Jesus of Nazareth going by. Well, he'd heard about him, obviously, because nobody who's blind sitting on the side of a highway could then cry out with such a loud voice, Jesus, you son of David. How did he know he was the son of David? Have mercy on me. You know, don't bother him. Don't bother him. Don't bother the master. You know, and all these things that went on in his life, Jesus didn't listen to anything but what the Spirit of God was leading him into. And we need to be of that same sensitive capacity that this life is presenting so many open doors and so many opportunities to us. We need to look at the life of Jesus and how he stopped under a sycamore tree, how he healed the blind man, how he delivered the son who threw himself in a fire and got him set free from the demonic powers, just with a simple few words. It wasn't a whole heap of stuff. We listened to a teaching over the last 2 weeks in the midweek on Zoom, part one and part two of Jensen Franklin, and his message was the power of short prayers. And he went through scriptural examples where Peter and John healed a blind man at a temple gate. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Think about that. 12 words. Set someone free. We don't have to give out great big expository messages and sermons. We just have to declare the name of Jesus. And let's be determined that we'll be prepared and ready, watching and waiting. Father, I thank you for your incredible, incredible leading and guiding in this place today. I thank you that we've had the pleasure of hearing the voice of your Spirit, of receiving an impartation of your life, encouraging us, leading, directing, guiding, and correcting whatever it's taken. We receive it and we leave this place receiving it by faith in obedience in Jesus' name. Amen. Next week, next Sunday, is Market Sunday.